None but the hungry heart. 5:17. Frustrated enemy. Then saith Jesus unto him, Begone, Satan. Matthew 4:10. There is a great difference between a foe and defeated foe. A conquered enemy can be put to valuable use in the hands of the victor. And that is exactly what God is doing with that old serpent. Satan is allowed to sift and try the believer. He is used of God as a winnowing machine to clear away the chaff in us. No power in present things allowed to Satan annuls the will of the invisible God. The story of Job shows clearly that it is God who sets the limits to the extent of the devil's activities and power. From the human viewpoint, the cross looks like a colossal failure. In it, the victory of the power of evil seems complete. But the weakness of God is stronger than men or the enemy. And by the power of weakness, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. It is inevitable that in a world like this, the faith of Christians must be tried. For we are in an enemy's land, and he resents our presence. And we have an enemy within our gates, the old man that opposes us too. But take heart, fellow believer. The trials of your faith will be found unto praise, honour, and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. The happy outcome is a foregone conclusion. Trials work patience, experience, hope, and these are abiding qualities. Satan, as it were, is God's scavenger, and all he can do is to remove out of your life those things that mar your joy, your growth, and your service. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy or undo the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8.